take it from there. Peter, fantastic to see you got yourself into the shirt of the Western Force, and how does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. Good to be back in Super Rugby again, and yeah, to be playing for Western Force, absolutely loved it. It was good fun out there tonight.
We should have seen you in a Western Force shirt a couple of years ago, but you were overseas in Japan and, of course, having fun elsewhere. But what was the issue there? It was just better offers overseas and to take that opportunity. Of course, you've got family in Perth as well, which has helped you to come to play for the Western Force.
Yeah, well, I've had family in Perth there for a while, and that was always a draw card, but I was also still, you know, striving to play for the Springboks at that point, so that sort of held me back a little bit. And, yeah, so I was just a little bit late on coming on, but I'm here now, so that's all that matters.
Tell us a little bit about playing in the Japanese competition and the culture of that, and you being the sort of the man or the pro that has to carry the can and all the pressure's on you. Well, everybody's out there slaving away in a car factory or something like that.
Yeah, very interesting dynamic they have up there, but I mean, what a great experience. I've made some lovely friends up there, and yeah, but obviously different, you know, a lot more amateurs playing the game up there. So, yeah, you know, us as the professionals trying to make an influence was very difficult in the Japanese culture, but... Yeah. You know, only allowing two of the guys out in the field at any one time, it's challenging. But as I say, what a wonderful experience.
Have you thought of Michael Foley as a coach?
Oh, I've really enjoyed him so far. He's been, as I say, very transparent and, loves to talk to the guys, so he's very open and honest.
Well, you played for the Western Stormers, and they seem inevitably to get to the semis and then fall to pieces at the seams. And they're going to have another interesting year because Eddie Jones, within a week of getting the job, decided to coach the Poms. I don't know what was worse, but... You being a sort of a Cape Town boy, it's one of those things that just everybody packs out DHL Newlands every week to try and see, hopefully the blue and white sort of get the job done, but you're going to be looking to stop them. I think it's because they don't wear that 1998 jumper that was a rainbow jumper. That stopped them from winning.
The rainbow coloured jumper, yeah. No, they've gone to the stripes and trying to keep it simple now. But, it'll be good to play against them this year. They're coming to Perth, so unfortunately we won't be going to Cape Town to play against the crowds there, but no, the Sea of Blue will welcome them there in Perth.
And of course, what's it like to play for the Springboks in your times there? You also had a little bit of pressure having to convert some of the goals as well, but still got the jumpers at home and the cap, and the sort of the dream is still there to do it.
Yeah, well, I think my dream to play international rugby is slowly sliding away from me, but you know, Super Rugby, I've played in a final before, but I'd love to go all the way. I mean, that's a trophy that I think all of us strive for, but yeah, international rugby, obviously a wonderful opportunity to be able to play in that league, and it's tough up there, but I was very fortunate with my few opportunities I got.
Yeah. Finally, I noticed on your Twitter account at @PeterGreen_ that you've got an extremely interesting Bible verse there from Joshua 25. Tell us a little bit about that, and also, of course, tell us about your Christian walk, man.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, I've travelled along a lot, playing my rugby, met a lot of interesting people along my journey, and I've had a lot of influences on me, and a lot of them have been positive, and you know, as I said, I'm a Christian now, and I'm you know, playing the game and trying to spread the good news wherever I go, and that's you know, very important to me, and it's you know, part of my personality now, part of my culture, so yeah, take it with me wherever I go.
Thanks for your time, Peter. We wish you all the best as you go about your work playing for the Western Force this year.